Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. And now, play ball. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lyons. Romero reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romero moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romero scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Romero applying the tag. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi bunts towards the mound. Clemens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cruz moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buckner strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Baines moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton strikes out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hewlett moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz bunts towards the mound. Clemens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hewlett moves to third. Guillen moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it and throws to second for the out. Hewlett scores. Guillen moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Gettman and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. Cangalosi tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens juggles the ball. That's an error on Clemens. Cangalosi scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. Guillen moves to second. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gedman is hit by the pitch. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Lawler now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field. Armas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Armas. Hewlett scores. Cruz goes all the way around to score. Cangalosi moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.